weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 83 this afternoon under clear skies, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 55 tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82, a blend of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially announced a $30 million program towards increasing high-speed internet availability across the state of Kansas. As KWCH News reports, that the Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINKIT program, is set to provide the $30 million in competitive funding opportunities for different companies in building infrastructure needed for more homes and businesses in rural communities, especially to access the high-speed internet. They say the goal is to help reduce internet service costs, increase availability, and improve the performance, where the hope is to make the minimum 120 megabyte per second speeds for broadband infrastructure, giving internet exchange point facilities the ability to improve the overall internet access and help reduce overall costs in delivering broadband to end users. It comes as the Kansas Office of Broadband has been holding their meetings across the state, getting feedback from rural communities across Kansas and forming their five-year broadband access strategy plan. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Thank you, Wichita and surrounding areas, for making Midwest Kia the number one local dealership in new car sales for the first quarter of 2023. Our New Year's resolutions at Midwest Kia were to bring you more of the same great inventory, on the ground and available, same fair pricing, never over sticker, and the same great car buying experience we call the better way to buy. One that is simple, transparent, and fast, and only at Midwest Kia. Our great staff is dedicated to exceeding your expectations throughout your car buying experience, before, during, and after the sell. And as always, we stand behind our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on all new and certified pre-owned vehicles. We came through, and so did you. We're proud to serve Wichita and the surrounding areas, and look forward to an incredible rest of 2023. Come see us at Midwest Kia, 8725 West Kellogg, or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you! The warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says one individual is in the hospital after an accident that happened on Saturday with a crash that led to the individual being thrown from his truck. KAKE News reports a 39-year-old Thomas Zaberly was picked up by Kansas Highway Patrol roughly 3:30 on Saturday afternoon after driving south on Southeast 90th Street in Cherokee County when his truck left the road and crashed into an embankment. He was taken to the hospital with suspected serious injuries, and they say that he was not wearing his seatbelt. The investigation on the accident is still ongoing. In other news, one individual has died on the Kansas Turnpike in Kansas City after the man's vehicle crashed into a semi-truck on Saturday. KAKE News reports the event happened on I-70 heading west when they lost control of the Mercedes-Benz S-Class and crashed into a truck, where 38-year-old Michael Gaskin ended up spinning and hitting the medium barrier. The truck ended up losing control after being hit, causing it to roll on top of the wall, where a third car was also involved but was not hit in the accident. The investigation on the accident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America say they're trying to focus on the younger generation and getting them excited and interested about potential careers in the construction industry by holding different events, including the equipment days for high school age students and younger to experience what it's like to be on a backhoe and other pieces of equipment out in the field.
Investments in people is just as important as investments in equipment, buildings, and that sort of thing. So it's we're just trying to do our little part to help our members and other contractors in the state build their people.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say they're also partnering with the Central Community College to help students as the only heavy equipment program at a college level within the state. During the events, they say they use several simulators that mimic the feel of using bulldozers and other pieces of equipment, and say there is high demand in the construction industry for the up-and-coming generation.
Brett Michaels, 13th, First Console Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All from the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, The Masked Singer on Fox, and ABC's Greatest Hits, Bret Michaels. Party Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Community Foundation reports setting a new record Friday during the annual Pony Up Match Day, generating nearly $390,000 in contributions, with 1,188 gifts to 56 different funds, which added to $90,000 in matching funds, brought in a total of some $480,000, surpassing last year's mark of $464,000. The Tennis Court Refurbishment Fund, established to maintain the new tennis courts in the city park, raised nearly $45,000 from 22 donors as the top dollars raised, with nearly $35,000 from 86 donors toward the Blue River Rail Trail, which announced plans for development of a kids' bike course near the trailhead north of Marysville. Historic Union Pacific Depot fundraising was split between restoration and heating and air conditioning funds, generating a combined $28,000. And the Historic Courthouse Fix the Bricks campaign, Kester House Museum Foundation, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative each received around $18,000 in contributions. Again, the total raised Friday with matching funds totaling $480,000. The full leaderboard is available online at pointingupmarysville.com. Another continuance was granted in Marshall County District Court for a scheduled Tuesday arraignment hearing for Gerald Brown of Marysville, who remains in the Marshall County Jail on $1 million bond and is charged with the Thanksgiving Day murder of his wife, 57-year-old Jennifer Brown, at their home north of Marysville. Some 300 cars converged at Frankfort Saturday as the White Way car run brought visitors from along the route, which started at Atchison and Concordia. A celebration of the 109-year history of the White Way was held along with a car show. The route was designated early 1900s and so named when poles alongside what is now Highway 9 were painted with a white stripe to guide travelers. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran visited Marysville High School Friday, touring facilities with students and meeting with teachers briefly.
I was looking for the chance for me to hear what 16, 17, 18-year-old young men and women are thinking, what their lives are like. And I'm looking for ways to have conversations with young people who are going to be affected by the decisions that are made in Washington, D.C. more than anybody else. And so I've been involved in about every committee that has something to do with education in Washington, D.C. I want decisions to be made locally. The closer we are to home and making those decisions, I think the better the educational needs of Kansans will be met. But I want to see what's going on and if there's ways that the federal government is intruding or there's something that I can do to be helpful, I want to know that. And then teachers are so important. And part of what I hope to accomplish is to make sure that those who are in the classroom teaching our kids every day know that what they do is valuable.
Jerry Moran emphasized the importance of keeping our kids in Kansas.
I mean, one of the things that I tried to do today was encourage kids to think about Kansas for where they want to live and their careers. I want to do the things I can that create the opportunities. A lot of what I'm about in Washington, D.C., a lot about who I am as a human being is based upon where I grew up and how I look at life. It's very rural, and I think the way we live our lives in places like Marshall County is something that we ought to do everything we can to keep, and that means that these young men and women not only need an education here, but the opportunity to pursue their careers and raise their families here. It's easy in Washington, D.C. to get discouraged from time to time. Me and the opportunity to be with students in a school like this gives me hope that good things are going to happen, that we shouldn't be pessimistic, we should be optimistic.
Marysville Ice Senior Cole Nolte and Junior Rose Latta led the tour with the Senator along with Activities Director Cole Fredrickson.
I think it's just an honor to have Senator Moran here in our school and get to show him our facilities and then also to learn what the kids are working on. And, you know, those two that were with us are incredible young man and woman, and they're going to do big things in life. So it was exciting for them to get to be part of it.
Shirley A. Weers, age 92, of the Du Bois area, passed away May 3rd. Funeral service is planned Monday, 2 p.m. at the Weary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Du Bois Cemetery. Weary Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Shirley Weers. Bertha M. Whitlinger, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned May the 10th at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation May the 9th from noon until 9. Family will see friends from 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bertha Whitlinger.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And more showers possible throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms do become likely on Wednesday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And more showers continue throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still likely by Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers are still possible Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds gusting up to 30. And more rain on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 73, record high on this date 95, the average low 51 and the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:26, sunrise in the morning at 6:21. Thunderstorms fired across Kansas and Nebraska last evening. We had golf ball size hail here in Marysville. Hail at multiple locations from Washington into Marshall County. Wind gusts 60 miles an hour noted at some locations in southeast Nebraska last evening. Out of it all, just about a quarter of an inch of rain here at studios in Marysville.
There's a lot to like about drip irrigation in the garden, but there are some drawbacks as well. We will help weigh the pros and cons on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 8th, the 128th day of the year. Our 33rd president, Harry S. Truman, was born on this day. Considering a drip irrigation system in the garden this year, they do a good job of watering the roots and conserving water, but there are some drawbacks you should be aware of as well. Concealed hoses can get clogged with debris or mineral deposits, and it may be hard to know if they're doing their job. Exposed hoses are at risk of damage by animals or gardening tools. On especially hot days, the water can get warm enough to virtually cook a plant's roots. And if you have diversified water needs in your garden, a uniform approach isn't always best. Drip irrigation could be a perfect solution, but do some homework first. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice online at almanac.com.
A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2023 from Diller Odell High School, from the State Bank of Odell, Vance Curtis Funeral Home, Cook Trucking, and Sutton Repair. Commencement exercise is Saturday at 2 in the Diller Odell High School Gymnasium. This year's class, Jason Arnold, Scotland Folkers, Carly Heideman, Datavian Hickey, Xavier Jones, Kate Costell, Zachary Newby, William Pipes, Tristan Roseball, Alexandra Ryan, Lainey Stevens, and Caton Sutton. A salute to the seniors in the class of 23 of Diller Odell High School from Sutton Repair, Cook Trucking, Vance Gertis Funeral Home, and the State Bank of Odell. A salute to the seniors in the graduating class of 2023 from Southern High School, from Diane's Dresses, the Laughlin of a Funeral Home, Western National Bank, and Wymore Insurance. Commencement exercises are Saturday at 5 in the Southern High School Gymnasium. This year's class, Callie Cooper, Carly Crozier, Dallas Donovan, Brian Forkey Jr., Austin Forney, Ethan Garrels, Melissa Hayes, Adelaide Hurd, Isaiah Hoover, Connor Rook, Devin Adeas, Elena Clover, Bryce Kupnick, Autumn Lane, Nicole Lautenschlager, Jackson Lytle, Kato McGuire, Jocelyn Morgan, Mercedes Morgan, Garrett Rutherford, Xander Rollins, Evan Setoff, Brandon Saltz, Natalie Trauernick, Taylor Trauernick, Kendra Troxel, and Randy Vermillion. Also exchange student Noah Benito. Congratulations, Southern High Class of 2023. From Wymore Insurance, Western National Bank, the Laughlin of a Funeral Home, and Diane's Dresses. A reminder, real estate and personal property taxes for the second half are due by May 10th. You may pay your taxes at any local bank by mail or in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office. There's also a drop box outside the courthouse. Please don't put cash in the drop box. Put your payment information and check with your payment in an envelope with your name and phone number on it. It's very important you retain payment stubs, statements, or receipts from your December payment when paying your property taxes to avoid delay. Those taxpayers eligible for neighborhood revitalization refunds this year must have both real estate and personal property taxes paid by May 10th.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. According to ESPN, Kansas State football coach Chris Klieman is finalizing a new contract worth $44 million through the next eight seasons. Over the course of the deal, Klieman will make an average of $5.5 million per year. ESPN reports the new contract extends through the 23rd season and is expected to go into effect July 1st. Klieman's new contract will start in the 2023 season at an average of $4.5 million per year. Klieman's expected to rank amongst the top half of coaching salaries in the Big 12. The Royals took on the worst team in Major League Baseball over the weekend and could only manage to win one out of three at home against the Oakland Athletics. The Royals lost 12-8 on Friday, 5-4 on Saturday, but did get a win yesterday, 5-1. In yesterday's win, the Royals did get nine hits in the game. The Royals will stay at home now and take on the White Sox. That four-game series begins tonight with the first pitch happening at 6:40. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance. maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Oklahoma and Texas have taken their final steps towards leaving the Big 12 for the SEC. Oklahoma's Board of Regents on Friday approved the necessary contractual agreements with both conferences to make the switch. This comes after Texas Board of Regents this week also allowed UT President Jay Hartzell to sign agreements to move the Longhorns to the SEC. The schools will join their new league on July 1st, 2024. Over the weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs rookies begin their NFL careers. The Chiefs begin their three-day rookie minicamp on Saturday. We did find out what numbers drafted rookies will be wearing for Kansas State fans. Keep an eye out for number 97. That's the number for Felix Anaduke Uzama. NBA playoffs from last night. It was the Sixers tying up the series with Boston as they get a 116-115 win. Phoenix also tied the series. They beat the Nuggets 129-124. NHL playoffs last night. New Jersey beat Carolina 8-4. Florida beat Toronto 3-2. And Seattle took care of Dallas 7-2. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Then let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Smith Auto knows the Pawnee City Indians track team has what it takes to take the wins at the district track meet. Their spirit, exceptional speed, and skills will take them far in this week's events. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer newer used auto parts, body repairs, and glass installations. We buy scrap iron. The staff at Alfea is thrilled to cheer for the Pawnee City Indians track team. All the fans are proud of the athletes' fine skills, speed, and stamina, and will be rooting for the boys and girls at the upcoming track meet. So good luck, Indians, from the loyal fans at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Help attract hummingbirds to your feeders with a few flower-filled hanging baskets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. One of my favorites is Kufia. You often find it sold under common names of cigar, firecracker, tiny mice, or bat plant. It's a real hummingbird magnet. Petunias are another favorite of hummingbirds. Many of the new varieties require much less deadheading than those of the past. Another longtime favorite, geranium, will help attract hummingbirds to your garden. The trailing ivy geranium is less heat tolerant and benefits from some afternoon shade. Biddens and lantana have lovely flowers and are very heat tolerant, attract hummingbirds, and look good in hanging baskets. Create attractive hummingbird-friendly combinations. Use salvia for vertical interest and verbena and lobelia to fill the pot and cascade over the edge. Use fuchsia, begonias, and impatiens for those shady spots in the landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Roll back the clock to the late 1800s, and the people of Two Harbors, Minnesota, tell you this company was a flop. In fact, the stock was considered worthless. However, today, it's that initial business failure that has its own museum in town. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
primetime Morgan host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It didn't appear as if the new company on the banks of Lake Superior was headed toward success.
Several prominent businessmen decided to get together and mine what they thought was corundum, which was an abrasive material. Well, what they thought was corundum wasn't. So the company failed several times. They kept putting money into it, but they just couldn't seem to make it work.
Mel Sando says the flop is well remembered here in this town.
After their first year of being in business, their original stock certificates weren't worth a shot of whiskey.
It's hard to imagine such a company would be memorialized. But that's because they later found success.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, 3M, originated here in Two Harbors. The Articles of Incorporation were written here by a lawyer. And
the lawyer's office is today a historic site, but it took several years for 3M to develop its niche.
Eventually, Ordway and McKnight would get their hands on the company, and they would build it up. And it grew with the automobile industry. Of course, 3M building wet and dry sandpaper to create the modern-looking cars back in the 1920s and 30s.
But we don't know 3M for sandpaper. Instead, it was the products they used to attach the sand to the paper that made them famous.
You're going to recognize that it's adhesive that they're very famous for. You know, the tapes, of course, Post-it notes. You know, we now take those for granted. Everybody uses them all over the place. And it's the types of adhesives that the 3M developed.
It's the roots of a large company that all began here with a failed mining venture. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
If disaster struck your farm today, do you have an emergency plan in place? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to prepare for the worst as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Such as severe weather, fires, and floods can strike your farm at any time. How well you are prepared and able to handle the situation can make a difference in emergency response and recovery. Danelle Bickett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says a good emergency preparedness plan starts by creating a map of your farm site and labeling it, so first responders have an idea of what's where.
The things that we want to label it with are what is in that building or that structure. Is that a people building, an animal building? Do we have livestock and where? A machinery building? Are the pesticides in there? Access routes. How do people normally come in or out? probably the most important thing you can label. Where is the electrical or natural gas shutoffs?
Make a farm inventory list of machinery and equipment, livestock and hazardous substances. Have extra feed for animals, critical phone numbers where you can find them, and emergency supplies on hand.
Gas power generator, and then having gas for that generator. Because a lot of times we have diesel fuel on farm, but we might not always have gas for a gas power generator. Hand tools, because sometimes you got to cut down branches and, you know, just do some basic cleanup. Do you have fire extinguishers in all your barns, your event buildings, and your vehicles? Then have you checked them? Does everybody know how to use it?
Know how you will communicate with family members if you're in different locations, and keep a list of emergency phone numbers, including neighborhood contacts. And of course, practice your plans. Find more tips on preparing your farm for emergencies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
I'll be honest, it is that time of year when I tend to go a little stir-crazy. Summer feels so close. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While it's easy to get spring fever this time of year, it's important to maintain perspective and not let any of your financial habits slip. Perhaps you set a few goals at the beginning of the new year to spend less on going out, or maybe put some money towards savings. Consider reviewing some of those goals now and do a self-check-in. Are your money decisions still aligned with your goals and your values? If an emergency hit, would you be able to financially withstand it?
By reviewing where you're at financially and your recent spending behaviors, you can get a sense of your cash flow and if you have any bad habits that may still be there. So don't let the winter blues get you down financially. Spring is here, and when you stay aligned with your financial goals and priorities, you can enter the new season with more confidence and purpose.
Fat Brothers Petroleum wants to take this time to congratulate all the area graduating classes of 2023. Believe in yourself and you can turn your dreams into reality. Best of luck in the future from Sat Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service. By good neighbors for good neighbors. Creative Thoughts wishes the Pawnee City senior success in all the future holds. Graduation is the beginning of something amazing. Congratulations, 2023 high school graduates, from your friends at Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
Colorado has passed a right to repair law for farmers. Now what? Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. In late April, Colorado became the first state to pass a law requiring farm equipment makers to provide access to parts and information that would allow farmers and independent repair shops to fix equipment issues themselves. Rusty Rumley, an attorney with the National Agricultural Law Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, says manufacturers might push back.
How much of the computer code are they going to say they can't release because competitors could take it and use it themselves? I mean, they might try to say a lot of stuff should be protected by trade secrets. So there may be some litigation on aspects like that.
Rumley says manufacturers will be losing a revenue stream.
For a lot of these companies, the repair side of the industry has been a really important economic driver. It's not just selling the new tractor or swather or combine. It's also doing the repair work on it.
A number of other states have similar bills in the pipeline, says Rumley.
This is kind of that first chink in the armor. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes forward. Do we see a national one? Like in the Colorado bill, it specifically says, hey, if Congress ever passes a national right to repair act, Colorado one goes away and we'll all live with whatever the federal one is.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hey, reminder, real estate and personal property taxes for the second half are due by May 10th. You may pay your taxes at any local bank by mail or in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office. There's also a drop box outside the courthouse. Please don't put cash in the drop box. Put your payment information and check with your payment in an envelope with your name and phone number on it. It's very important you retain payment stubs, statements, or receipts from your December payment when paying your property taxes to avoid delay. Those taxpayers eligible for neighborhood revitalization refunds this year must have both real estate and personal property taxes paid by May 10th.
So look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, May the 8th. Well, the crop insurance industry says delivering more and better policies will require an overdue boost and USDA support for administrative and operating or A&O expenses. Now, A&O is another driver in the push to improve crop insurance. The one part of the farm safety net the industry and producers argue provides timely and meaningful help when other support falls short. William Cole is chair of the Crop Insurance Professionals Association.
Let's correct the serious and unsustainable flaws in our A&O system to ensure that agents and loss adjusters can continue to provide the excellent service that is one of the core pillars of federal crop insurance.
And it's just out of concern for the crop insurance industry, but lawmakers like North Dakota Senator John Hoeven.
USDA has the authority to provide inflationary adjustments. They haven't done that since 2015. They did it before.
Yes, sir.
That authority did not magically disappear. They haven't.
Crop insurance agent Cole says USDA support for administrative and operating costs has been key to the program's success.
From 1938 to 1980, crop insurance struggled. But in 1980, when the crop insurance was turned over to the private sector, it began to take off and became the vital program to farmers and ranchers that it is today. Fixing this A&O issue is critically important for the infrastructure, companies, adjusters, and agents that will support this vital program to meet the needs of the producers in the future.
Cole also argued lawmakers to help reduce deductibles to boost participation, higher coverage levels, and get RMA and insurers to develop policies that work for all producers, regions, and commodities, and do so to stem reliance on ad hoc disaster aid. And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
The Waters of the U.S. rule continues to be confusing and controversial, with state preliminary injunctions, pending district and Supreme Court litigation, and congressional action. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
In January, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency challenging the Biden administration's final Waters of the U.S. rule. The Biden administration's WOTUS definition is an attack on farmers and ranchers, and NCBA will be fighting back in court, according to NCBA Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart. She says the rule removes longstanding bipartisan exclusions for small and isolated water features on farms and ranches and adds to the regulatory burden that cattle producers are facing under this administration. She explains the difference between NCBA litigation and the current Supreme Court Sackett case, why they are both important, and how they work together to hopefully help agricultural landowners.
In the litigation on the Biden administration's rule, we're looking at the text of the rule, right? Meanwhile, the Sackett case is looking at significant nexus process, the underlying foundation. So, you know, regardless of what happens in the litigation on the Biden rule, the decision in the Sackett case is going to impact the future of the Biden rule because it's rooted in the foundation.
Both the Senate and the House of Representatives passed resolutions that said they are not in favor of the Biden MOTUS rule. Thomas Hart says this sends a significant message.
Really tells Congress that the Biden rule, the current, you know, attempt to implement the significant nexus test as a tool is not something that they're okay with.
The Sackett versus EPA case will determine the future efficacy of the Clean Water Act by deciding whether wetlands are or are not deserving of federal protection. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Monday, May the 8th. Here's what we're looking at right now. So far, corn for May, not doing too badly. 658 and a half, that's up 5 1/4. July corn, and remember, grains have been up and down all day long today. We started out higher, then we kind of had a lull, and we kind of went down a little bit, and now we're back up again. July corn right now, 5.98 and a quarter. That's up 1 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July, up 14 at 8.47. Kansas City wheat for May at 9.07 and 3/4. That's up 28 right now. Taking a look at oats for July, 3.37. And that's up 8. Soybeans for May right now, 14.66 and 3/4. That's down 2 1/4. July soybeans also down 2 1/4 at 14.34 and a quarter. Cotton for July, 83.42. That's down 48 cents. Looking at livestock right now, live cattle for June, 162.17 and a half. That's up 1/4. August live cattle, 159.92 and a half. That's up 42 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for May, 203 and 2 1/2 cents. And that's up 50 cents right now. Feeder cattle for August at 222.50. That's up $1.07 and a half cents. Looking at oil, crude oil for June right now, up $1.80 at 73.14. July crude up $1.78 at 73 and a nickel. Gold on this Monday, gold for June, $20.34 and 20 cents. That's up $9.40. Silver for May, $25.71. That's down 3 cents currently. Looking at Wall Street, you've got the Dow down 86, S&P even, NASDAQ up 22.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Marshall County Public Works advising 16th Road between Harvest and Indian Roads will be closed Tuesday for approximately 6 weeks for bridge replacement. Again, 16th Road between Harvest and Indian will be closed Tuesday for approximately 6 weeks.
A win-win for Kansas landowners and fishing enthusiasts, this Kansas program promotes public fishing opportunities on private ponds and streams. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Aquatics and Fisheries Specialist Joe Gerken shares information on these walk-in fishing access areas in Kansas.
We fall walk-in fishing access. A lot of people say walk-in fishing areas, but they're just private ponds. The state has a lease with the landowners, and it provides access to some private bodies of water for the public to go fish in. The program started in 1998, and since then, the state's really worked to make it beneficial for the landowners themselves. The state might come in and help with stocking fish. They might come in and help with habitat. One of the big things that it does for landowners is help to control access. So these walk-in fishing areas are open from sunrise to a half hour after sunset for the most part. So kind of knowing people are coming and going, they have access to that land, but only certain periods of time is a big benefit to the landowners. So there's also a cash payment that varies based on proximity in the state and size of your pond, but it's somewhere around $100 per acre per year that you're getting as the landowner for access to your pond. So quite a few benefits for the landowners to participate in the program.
Gerken highlights courteous practices to keep in mind on private land.
First thing is that private landowners are inviting us onto their land, right? So make sure you're always respectful. That's a good rule of thumb all the time, but especially when we have private landowners that are opening up their ponds. So be respectful. Make sure you don't leave litter or vandalize anything. Be really aware of where you're parking your vehicles so that you're not blocking access to get to their fields or something like that. You're not blocking that at all. So provide access, be respectful. There also are some fishing regulations that we need to consider. Most of the walk-in fishing areas allow for two channel catfish to be kept and two largemouth bass. Most of those have to be over 18 inches in size. But just make sure you check those regulations and you're following the law while you're on the property. And most of all, be respectful while you're there. That's really important.
Gerken goes on to explain how fishing licenses apply to this program.
Walk-in fishing areas, once they're leased by the state, they're considered public waterways for the purpose of licenses. So unless you're the landowner or the immediate family, you do need a fishing license. That's important to remember. And fishing licenses, we view those sometimes as an expense, but they help to fund different opportunities, such as this walk-in fishing access. Those monies go back to the state, and they really help to provide a lot of fishing opportunities and conservation opportunities. So we view it as an expense. I think maybe we should view a fishing license or a hunting license more as an investment. So we're giving back to that conservation and providing more of these opportunities moving forward.
That was Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist, highlighting the walk-in fishing access program in Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a longtime, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.